Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud. Kuf Yud, second to last daf in Hagozel Eitzim, before we get up to Hagozel Basra, and I'm giving it tonight, because tomorrow morning we're going to be away, so Bez Hashem, we'll be back to regular schedule. There's never regular schedule. The special, unique schedule that we have is Ovdei Hashem, post-Pesach, next week. Okay. Kuf Tes on the base, on the bottom, two dots. Thunder Rabbanan. Thunder Rabbanan. Minayin. So we're talking about Gezel Ager. Minayin lekohen shaba umakriv karbanosav v'chaleisu v'chal sha'a. Just by the way, those who had Yantif yesterday, who were listening, yesterday's daf, meaning the last day of Thursday's daf, is online, so feel free to listen to it. Kuf Tes is online. Tan Rabbanan, I was not Machal Yantif for it. I am a Ben Eretz Yisrael now, Baruch Hashem, and it's up there. So Tan Rabbanan. Minayin lekohen shaba umakriv karbanosav v'chal eisav v'chal sha'a sheyirtze. How do I know that a kohen, we were just talking about in the previous Gemara, about rights of a kohen. If he has the rights of a kohen gazlan, rights of a kohen who bought the steachuza. So how do you know that a kohen, if he has a karban to bring, he can bring a karban whenever he wants. Obviously, he can't do the avoda for everyone else on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Those are the mishmaros. Right? He gets 2 weeks out of the year besides Yantif. But how do you know if a kohen has b'makom karbanosav b'chol eisav b'chol sha'a sheyirtze anytime that he wants? How do you know that is he can do that? Right, 4 lines at the bottom in Rashi. Im nodar karban osha hayamutal of chadas v'asham chova. Whether it's a nedava or a chova, he could come and be makrav even b'mishmar she'eno shelo. Right, even if it's not his mishmar. How do you know that that's true? Tamalomar uba b'chol avas nafsho. He comes whenever he wants. B'chol avas nafsho, whenever his heart desires. V'sheres. And he can serve. But he can serve whatever he wants for his own. Uminayin sh'avodasa v'ore shelo. And how do I know that in this case also the avoda and the or is his? If he brings the karban, then it is his. What does that mean? Or is or. Or we know is skin. What's the avoda? So Rashi says the avoda here is schar avodasa. The hainu b'sara. Means the schar of the avoda, that's the basar, that's the meat of the karban. That's what Rashi says. The Rashba says the basar is the schar avoda. No, the basar is the avoda. What does that mean? As we know, the Gemara in Pesachim, bailam kohanim ochlim, and bailam is kaprim. Eating the kachim is part of the avoda of the kohanim. Right. So therefore, that's why it's called avoda. Avoda is the basar because the achilas basar is part of the avoda. We discussed in the past also. What type of mitzvah is that? The achilas kachim. We'll touch on that a little bit, Bez Hashem, a little later also, but the nature of that mitzvah. Okay, so Tabal Omar, so how do you know that? How do you know that the skin and the basar, not only can he come and give the carbon whenever he wants, but he'll get the basar and he'll get the skin? Tabal Omar, v'isis kadashav lo yiyu. Ha-ketzad, what exactly is the case here? Meaning, what's the chiddush? The Gemara is assuming that it's a chiddush here, not just the pashtus. If he gives the carbon, of course he gets it. What's the chiddush? The following case. Im ha-ya balmum nosna l'kohen sheba oso mishmar. If he's a balmum, let's say the kohen who's bringing his karbanis is a balmum, then obviously he cannot do the avoda. So he gives it to the kohen in that mishmar, whatever mishmar's week it is. But va'avodasa va'orah shelo. But the skin and the meat could still be his. Why? 2 days in Rashi. First day in Rashi is like our girsa, that he cannot make a, right, what does it say? He has to give it to the mishmar that's there. Why? Why can he give it to any kohen that he wants? He cannot make a shliach for anybody he wants to do the avoda, because he can't do the avoda. If he can't do the avoda, he cannot make a shliach to do the avoda. So he's got to give it to the kohen that are serving in that mishmar. But regarding eating, Balmum is allowed to eat kachim, so therefore he can eat it, and he can get the skins. That's the first. That's our girsa in the Gemara, and that's Rashi's first daya. Second to last line of Rashi, Hol v'huray la'achila, karina be'vish is kadashav, and therefore the avoda in the or is his. Lashon Acher, there's a different, the last line of Rashi, he says there's a different girsa that says, no, avoda va'or is also to the Anshei Mishmar, because the eating always goes with the avoda. Whoever does the avoda gets the basar and the or. So 2 days in Rashi, what exactly the girsa is in our Gemara.
That's why it's called avodasa.
What? That's why it's called avodasa. That's why it's called avodasa. Right. You could just say, it's the avoda, it's part of, like, according to the Rashba's story that we just said, it's part of the, they eat it, it's part of the avoda, but which kohen? Kohen Balmum also is allowed to eat it. So avoda, it's avoda, not that it goes with the rest of the avoda. Continuing the Brisa. So that's a case. A Baal Mumin is an example of a person who can eat but not do the Avodah. But now we have the opposite case, as we'll see in the Maskana. What if a person is a Zakin or Chola? Rashi says, V'roi l'avoda. He can do the Avodah, but he can't eat. And he's an elderly person. He can't eat all this steak. Or a Chola. So he can do the Avodah, but he can't eat. Knows the Chola Kohen Shayirsa. So then he could give it to any coin he wants to be shechted. Why? To the Avodah? Because he could do it. If he could do the Avodah, then he's a Bailim to make a Shliach, as we said. Right? Shlichus is based on Bailus. You can make a Shliach on something that you're a Bailim for. Right? Tosis and Ksubis. And therefore, here, a Zakin or Chola can make a Shliach for the Avodah, but the Avodasa, the Ora, la Anshi Mishmar. But the Avodah and the Ora go to the Anshi Mishmar because he can't eat it, so he can't make a Shliach to eat it, so it's got to go to the people who are stationed, who are appointed to eat this week, and that is the Anshi Mishmar. So the Gemara now says, Hi Zakin or Chola Hechidami, what type of Zakin or Chola are we talking about here? If we're talking about a Zakin or Chola that can do the Avodah, then Avodasa v'oranami tevedi day. What do you mean? If he can do the avodah, then why doesn't he get to eat the meat and keep the skin? Right? Why doesn't he get to do that? Right? The Shiva Kubetsa says the havamina here is mati avod avodah includes eating. Right? If he could do everything, that's the havamina. I already gave away the maskana, like Rashi did. Rabbi Beryl Wine once noted that Rashi is a master teacher. Right? Sometimes he knows that you need information from later on. So he'll give it to you, and sometimes he'll say, "Lakhaman mafarish, don't worry about it. I know it's difficult for you, but you don't have to know about it now." Right? A teacher sometimes giving too much information is also confusing to the student. Rashi was a master. Right? What information do we need? What information do we not need? If he says something, we needed that information. And we can ask why we needed that that information. So Rashi says, if he could do the avoda, meaning everything, so everything should be his. And if he can't do anything, so shliach echim mashvi. Then how can he make a shliach? Right? So manavshach. What are we talking about here in the zakin el chola? So amarav papa shiachalasos idea tchak. He could do things and he pushes himself. When push comes to shav, he's a zakin, he's a chola. So avoda dechi avil idea tchak avoda he avoda. Even if he pushed himself to do the avoda, it's the avoda lamaisa. Did he do the avoda? He did the avoda. So he did it slowly. So you did it, not in the optimum way, but you did it. You did it, so it's an avoda. And therefore, you're considered a bal avoda, and you can make a shliach for the avoda. Umashvi shliach. Achila de chi achil al yidei atchak achila gasahi. But by achila, if you can't eat, then you stuff it in your mouth, that's called an achila gasa. The achila gasa will have klumu. And achila gasa is nothing. If you eat when you're totally stuffed, it's nothing. Vishem hachi avodas avor lanchi mishmar. That's why you have to give it to the Anshei Mishmar. Meaning, Lamaisa, Zakin Rechol is somebody who can do the Avodah, but he cannot eat. And that's why he can make a Shliach for the Avodah, but he cannot make a Shliach to eat. Two important Tosfosim here. The top Tosfos is important. We know the Torah says, you don't have to go looking in the Torah Sheh Baal Peh. The Torah says there's a limit how long and what age the Levium are allowed to serve. Right? Levium have forced retirement. Right, first retirement, when they get to a certain age, they cannot sing anymore. They want to work on the gates, maybe. But the Mishorim and the Mishoarim. But the Levium have forced retirement. Tosa says, we never find the Makar that caught him at forced retirement. It's whenever they can't do it anymore. Lamaisa, you want to keep going? Keep going. Right? You know, there's no forced retirement. Top Tosfos. Delo Matzino b'Kohanim p'sul b'shanim. Kohanim don't have a p'sul. That's fascinating. You would think just the opposite. You would think Kohanim are more serious. The Avodah. What, are you going to mess up in a Shrita? What do the Levium do? They sing. Right? So they're off key? They're off key, so they're so bad? Right? Maybe that's the point. Maybe that by the Kohen, you either do it or you don't do it. It's about doing it. The Levium, it's all about the beauty. The Levium's job is dafka, to be that, to be the beauty, and therefore, if you're not going to make it beautiful, maybe Higufa. But anyway, so says the top Tosfos, lo matzino kol b'konim sul b'shanim, you don't find by the konim sul b'shanim, elo denido chacham shir, chachamim gave a shir at the urases. So he starts shaking. If he's shaking when he does the shchita, that is the psul. Interesting, I saw in the B'ir Hadat, it was machlokas achronim, what between the Damesek Eliezer and the Divrei Chaim. What happens if a zakein has a shaking problem, but not always? So is he possible to do the avodah when he's not shaking? is it a psul gavra? So the domestic Eliezer says it's okay when he's not shaking, because he's not shaking. He did it. It says no. The Yerachem says it's a balmum. He's a balmum. If he has this problem, he's a balmum, and therefore he can't do it even when he's not shaking. Right? They did it in the gavra. But either way, that's the that's Tosfos Ha'ara. Tosfos Ha'ara. Number one. Number two. The second Tosfos also, which we discussed in Yevamis and in Nazir and elsewhere. That is, our Gemara says beferish achila gasa lav klumu. Eating achila gasa is nothing. It's not considered an achila, and therefore, that's why it's no good. He can't make a shliach for it. But the problem is, that works well with the Gemara in Yevamis that says if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're potter. But it does not work well with the Gemara in Nazir, where the Gemara says that what does the pasuk mean? Uposhimi kashluvam. What is it referring to? Somebody that ate a carbon pesach l'shem achila gasa, right? L'shem achila gasa, that he did not do the mitzvah in a mufchar. But the Gemara says the favor is that mitzvah miyakavit. He did the mitzvah. So it sounds like achila gasa is in achila. So is it an achila or is it not an achila? So Tosfos has three answers. Answer number one, says Tosfos, is the Gemara over there, Nazir, never said that he was Yotzei. He just said he's not called a Rasha. He's not called a Rasha if he ate it l'shem achila gasa. But who says he's Yotzei? Answer number one is achila gasa, period. It's not an achila. By the way, achila gasa here means that you're totally, it's a real achila gasa. We'll talk about that in answer number three. Let's go in order, though. The Ode says the second answer of Tosfos, the Hasam Omairi Ba'okhla Achila Gasa Mamish El Aklamar She'en Ochol L'Shem Pesach. No, you know what that Gemara means? Not that you ate achila gasa, it just means you did not eat it L'Shem Pesach. Meaning, Pesach, you could eat it even Shalol L'Shma. Even Shalol L'Shma El Kalilio Saveya, let's say you're eating it to become satiated, which we know, when we say that Pesach is Nechal Al-Asova, the Rishonim point this out there, it doesn't mean that you eat it when you're full. It means that Karban Pesach makes you full. That's what Nechal Al-Asova means, right? Which might apply to other Karbanas as well, but at least by Karban Pesach. So that's the second day of Tosfos, is that you do not need Lishma by Karban Pesach. Why? Says the Meiri. So the Meiri there in Yevamis, where we discuss this, Mitzvah Sen Tzrichas Kavana. Mitzvah Sen Tzrichas Kavana. That's why Karban Pesach doesn't need Lishma. Mitzvah Sen Tzrichas Kavana. The Sfasemes in Nazir there, Daf Chav Gimel, gives a different answer. He says that even if Kavana is a requirement, we find in other areas of Halacha that Hana'as Gufo takes the place of Kavana. Right, we had Misasek B'chalav V'arayis. We had in Kiddushin. Right, if you're Misasek, right, if you're Misasek in any other area, in any other Avera, right, I walk by the light switch and I brush it. Right, so the light goes on. Machai V'chatas. Right, it's Misasek. But Misasek B'chalav V'arayis, if I ate treif, or if I'm boil one of the arayis, then I'm chayiv. Why shekein nehenet? Where it says in Kiddushin. Why? Because Hanaz Gufa takes place of Kavana. See here too? Carbon Pesach, you ate it. So Hanaz, the second shot. Why? Not just general Mitzvah Zinsurkas Kavana, but Hanaz Gufa takes the place. Number two. Number three says the Beis Halevi, and this is what I said we would get back to. The Beis Halevi says, you know why there's a difference? Because Karbanos, the Mitzvah, might not be to eat the Karban, but to have the Karban eaten. Have the Karban eaten. It's a din in the Chefza. That's why the Beis Halevi says it might be a mitzvah, even the Goren Yuma seems to say even less than a kezias. Even less than a kezias of the lechem aponim, of karbanis. What do you mean? Less than a kezias? No, because the din is for it to be eaten, not for you to eat it. So if that's true, then mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. You might need less kavana, because the din is lechefsa, not the din is gavra, and that might be the three ideas behind Tosfos. Mitzvah is tzrichas, why, if you don't do it lishma, you're still okay? General, mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, or number two says it's fas emes, hanos. Hanaz Gufo, and number three says the Beis Halevi, because maybe the mitzvah is the din of the Chepsa. And finally, the third answer of Tosfos, like a true brisker, the Odiyesh Lomar, the Shtei Achilas Gasas Yein. There are two types of Achilas Gasas. Two types of Achilas Gasas. What do you mean? Tosfos says it here and elsewhere. One type of Achilas Gasas is you're full, but there's always room for Jello. Right? There's always room. You know, make a little. That's Shmei Achilas. That you're Chayiv on Yom Kippur for. But what's an achila gasa that's we're talking about here? Your mamish cannot fit another morsel of food, and if you take it, you're going to throw up. That's an achila gasa that's not called an achila, and therefore that's what the Gemara here is referring to, that you are not yotze. Just one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue, and that is the ridva. The ridva there in Yevamis, where this comes up, says 1 minute. What's the whole discussion that we brought was from? We parallel our Gemara to Yom Kippur. Ha'ochel on Yom Kippur, it's your patur, and therefore it proves it's not nachila. On Yom Kippur, what does it say in the Torah? You're not allowed to eat? It doesn't say that. It says you have to afflict yourself. Inui. Tanet nafshoseichem. Some achronim or sadigon doesn't even count it as a lo saseh. Right? It's not a nisra achila. It's a mitzvah saseh. You gotta say avinui to afflict yourself. Right? So if it's a mitzvah saseh, so how do we know that just because if you eat on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says you're pater, that shows that achila gasa lashmi achila. Maybe it is an achila, but it's still in state of inui. So the Ritva has a very important line regarding Yuma sugis. No, it's as if the Torah says afflict yourself by not doing an achila. That's what inui means. Inui by not doing an achila. So he says inui is basically the same thing as don't eat. Right? Other Rishonim don't say that, but that's the Ritva here in Yevamah Staf Mem. Afflicting means don't eat. That's how we have such a diyek. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Amar of Sheshes. Ima Yekoin Tami B'Karben Sibur. No Stolik Kalmisha. We're talking about a Kohen making a Shliach for another Kohen. So if you have a Tami Kohen who has to be Makar B'Karben Sibur, he could give it to whoever he wants to. No Stolik Kalmisha Yertsev Avodasav Or Lanchi Mishmar. He could give it to be makriv to any kohen, but the meat and skin have to go to the Anshei Mishmar. So what are we talking about? What's the case here that you have a tummy kohen that could give the karbon but can't eat it? So eat the ikat tahorim, if there are other tahar kohanim in his mishmar, so tamei masi avdi, then if he's tummy, he can't do the avodah. So what do you mean he can make a shliach to do the avodah? He can't. V'eat the leka tahorim, and if there are no tahar kohanim, so we know that principle, Tuma Hudra B'tzibur Avodasava Oral Anshei Mishmar Hatmanin of Lamatiachli. Right? And he could do the Avodah, but what about the other case? If they're all Tamei, then how could the rest of the Mishmar eat it? Right? Tuma Hudra B'tzibur means what? You could do the Avodah B'tuma, but you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Right? Like, oh, this week's Parsha, right? The Seer Nachshon, the whole discussion of Moshe and Aaron. So they were Makrovit, so he said, and then they burned it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was upset, why'd you burn it for? So Aaron HaKohen says, what do you mean? We're owning him. We were makabi. You wanted us to eat it? Hayita b'eni Hashem? Right? Hayita b'eni. Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, I realized. I didn't realize, right? It's one of those halachas. So here too. If Tumah Hudra B'tzibur, but you can't eat it, so why could you give it to the Anshei Mishmar? So what are we talking about? What's the case where Rav Sheshe says that you could, he obviously could do the avoda because he says he can make a shliach to do the avoda. So he must be able to do the avoda. And yet, you're going to give it to eat to the rest of the Mishmar. So Amar Rava, Eima Labali Mumin Tahorin Shabosa Mishmar. You have two groups in the Mishmar. All the Kohanim that could do the Avodah are Tamei. But the Bali Mumin in the Mishmar are Tahar. So the Tamei Kohen, he could do the Avodah, so he can make a Shliach to do the Avodah. But the Bali Mumin can eat it. So you have to give it to them. That's the case we're talking about. Amar of Ashim, Hayi Kohen Gadol Onein. If the Kohen Gadol is an Onein, no Snol Kohen Jayirtsa, he could give it to any Kohen he wants. Why? Because we know the Din is a Kohen Gadol. Unbelievable. In Yad HaDiyoma, this week's Parsha. A Kohen Gadol could be Makriv. You would think that Daf Yomi, if you only have one day after Yantif, right, they would get Shmini. You know, that the one day is about Parsha Shmini. Right? If I Kohen Gadol Onein, no Snol Kohen Jayirtsa. If the Kohen Gadol is an Onein, he could give it to any Kohen he wants, because the Kohen Gadol could be Makriv even when he is an Onein. And fine. Vavodasa va'or lanchi mishmar. But he's not allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it, and therefore he has to give the basar and the skin to the anchi mishmar. Says the Gemara, what a minute, my kamash lantanina. We already learned it in the Mishnah. Kohen gadol makrev onein ve'eino ochel. Kohen gadol can be makrev onein, and he can't eat it. Ve'eino cholik lechel erev. He can't even eat it that night. If there are certain karbanis that they're cholik that night when he's only an onein midarabanan, still, he's not allowed to eat it. So what's the chiddush? Asked the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Salka the Chamina, I might have talked chas rachmana later going God look kruvehu abul shvi shviach lo mati mashvi kamash malon. Wow, says the Gemara. You know what the havamin is? I might think that the allowance for the Kohen Gadol to do the avoda is not really saying that he's the bailam to do the avoda. It's an allowance to let him do it, but he can't make a shliach for that. Can't make a shliach that we don't say he's a bialim and therefore he has all rights and authority that a regular kohen has during the avodah. If you're going to make a shliach, we said no. It's a heter that he has because he's the kohen gadol. Kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, he is a bialim. Kamash malon, a kohen gadol who's an onid is just like a kohen gadol who's not an onid or going to the avodah, and therefore he can be makar of the carpet.
What kind of carbon are we talking about here? For
the what kind of he has a carbon? So he has his own carbon to be makar.
Something that has to be brought now, or I mean, is it
Rashi says v'yesh lo karban atzmo lahakrif. Does not sound like it's mechuyev today.
So why didn't he just wait?
But he has the hetzer today, right? I mean, a mikdash lo yetsay, mikdushasal lo yetsay. That's the din. In the interesting Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha and the Mishnah Melech makes this diyek, When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he says in Bias Mikdash Beis Vav, says the Rambam, Kohen Hedyot Shaiba Mikdash Babudasa Veshama Shemis Lomais. If a Kohen Hedyot is involved in his avod and he hears that his relative died, Shu Chayvlis Avodalav. What's the halacha? Afal Pi Sheino Yosim in the Mikdash. Even though he doesn't have to run out of the base of Mikdash, Eino Oved. Mepnei Shehu Onein. Got to stop. Vim Avad Vehu Onein Shal Torah Chilal Avodaso. If a Kohen Hedyot does the avoda when he knows that he's an Onein, there's Machalas avoda. Bein Mekarbin Yachad Bein Mekarbin Sibur. Aval Kohen Gadol Oved Kishu Onein. A Kohen Gadol could be Oved. Ushenemar Umina Mikdash Lo Yetze Velo Yechalel. Klomar Yeshev Via Avod Avoda Shehaya Osek Ba Ve'ena Mishalelas. What's the Diak? Sounds like the Kohen Gadol's Heter is only if he's already involved in an avoda. But to start a new avoda, Rambam doesn't say that. So he gets this from a Gemara in Yuma that we had back on Yuma Daf Yud Gimel, where the Lashon of the Gemara is Gomer, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yigmar. But either way, the Bishul Melech makes that diak. It sounds like from the Rambam that you can't start a new thing. Only if he's Osek already, then he can continue. That's the diak of the Bishul Melech, and he says other Rishonim might not agree. But then he says, I'm not sure, even according to the Rambam, is this a Din D'oraisa or a Din D'rabbanan? It might itself only be a Din D'rabbanan. Din D'oraisa, you might be able to start new avodas. And the rest, you might even be able to start new avodas. Period. We discussed in the past. I mean, Mikdash Lo Yetze. That case, the first mission, the second parak of Sanhedrin. Rashi quotes there. I mean, Mikdash Lo Yetze. The svar for that is he can't even go near the coffin. He can't even go near the coffin because we don't want him to come be so emotionally distraught that he might come touch the coffin. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that Rashi as an example, one of the examples of a siyog d'oraisa. When a mikdash liyetsi, the Torah says that a kohen gadol cannot leave because he might come to touch the coffin. Right out of the 15 examples that he gives of siyag daraisa. Right, that's why he says, quotes the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, who says maybe that's why you're not allowed to eat cook basar b'chalav because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. You can't even cook basar b'chalav. And that's why the Ron at the beginning of Pesachim says that there's an isra by your bayimatzei. You can't have chametz in your house because you might come to eat chametz. And that's why the Rambam says you can't even hug an erva because if you hug an erva, you might come to do worse with an erva. All these are examples, and that's why there's Tosefa Shabbos. Mitzvah Tosefa Shabbos, because you're going to come so close to Shabbos. All of these are examples of Siyagim Daraisa. Yichud, certain halachas of Yichud that we had at the end of Kiddusha. Okay, so this goes on that list. Says the Mishnah. Hakos l'asager b'nishpalo v'meis. If somebody steals from a ger and swears v'meis, and then he dies, turns the Mishnah on Karen v'chomish l'kohanim. As we said, you pay the Karen of the Chomish to the Kohanim, right? The Gezel Ager is one of the Manas Kahuna. As we'll see on Amah Beis, v'asham l'mizbeach, and you bring a carbon. Shnemar v'evim ein lo ish goel ha'ashiv ha'asham aylov ha'asham hamushal ha'asham la'kohen milvad ela kibur m'shechaber bo'alov. What's the whole pasuk? Period. Fine. Hayamal it's a kesef es ha'asham ameis. What happens if he stole and the ger died? So he's on his way up to Yerushalayim and then he dies. The gazlan dies. So what's the halacha? He has money with him and he has a carbon with him. So a kesef yinatin l'banav. The money, the kids get to keep. Why do the kids get to keep it? What are the choices? The ger, he's dead. He has no yarshim. The kohen, why do you have to pay to the kohen to get a kapara? In kapara lo mesim, you can't get a kapara after death. We gotta do it while we're still alive, right? Therefore, in kapara lo mesim, so therefore the children get to keep it. It's hefker. Vaha asham. What about the carbon? The carbon is already designated as an asham. Here it wasn't toast, right? We had yesterday. If it was a mistake, you find out the ger was still alive. Yesterday was really a half an hour ago, right? If you find out the ger was alive, then it was a toast, then the carbon might walk. But here, it wasn't a toast. He just died, so it's already labeled as an asham. So this is one of the five examples of asham shenitak l'ri'iyah, right? We have the five examples of called the chatos mesos. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Tumura. Five cases where there's a disconnect, where the chatos is not connected anymore to its owner. Either it got lost and the owner made another one, or the owner died, or there's a vlad chatos, right? There's a baby chatos, does not connect to a sin, or tzmuras chatos, right? Or aver shnasa, or it got too old. So all these cases, there's nothing wrong with this chatos. So the halacha is you have to let it die. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, kol shebachatos mesa ba'asham yiroe. Any case where the chatos halacha is to die, the halacha moshe b'sinai, right? Any case where the chatos has to die, the asham goes out to the field till it gets a mum, and then you sell. They sell it and you bring that money for olos on the Mizbeach. Right, the beautiful lundus there. Hopefully, we'll get to one day in Maseches Zvachim, or earlier, the connection between Karban Asham and Karban Chatos and Karban Ola, the relationship between them. So says the Gemara. So what happens to the Asham? You have to let it graze, right? Because the owner died. V'yimacher, and you sell its proceeds. V'yipludama l'nedava, and you throw it to the nedava, meaning to the pile, to the barrel where you put money in. With in the summer months, that are very quiet in the Beis Hamikdash, so they always want to have animals burning on the Beis Hamikdash. Kavod HaMizbeach. So you just take money from there and buy, get all those.
Is that the line of Gemara we had yesterday?
Yeah.
Even at the Odi Kano Hashem, that's not the line.
If he's mode after the ger died, yeah. If he's mode after the ger died, so then he's chayiv to pay the kohanim. But then if he would die, yeah. Right? So then that money the kohanim didn't get, he's chayiv to pay the kohanim because he needs a kapara. Mm-hmm. But the second that he dies, there's no more kapara. Just like if a person is chayiv malchus and then he dies, we give malchus his kids, right? So here too, he has a chayiv kapara to the kohanim, and he's given to the kohanim. But if he dies, he dies. Next, nasan akasav lanchi mishbar v'meis. Let's say we know keren chomish nashim. So let's say you paid the kohanim, and then before you got to give the karban, he died. So ena yorshim yicholon lahosim yadam. The yorshim might say, "Hey, our father gave the money, but he never gave the karban. So we have the money back." So no, the kohanim get it. Why? Shneamar v'ishes asher yitain lakohen lo yiyah. Right? Because if you give it to the kohen, lo yiyah, the kohen gets to keep it. Period. Even if you gave the money, you didn't get to give the karban yet. The Meiri quotes the Gemara that comes up later because he did half a kapara. You can take away half a kapara from him. He gave the money, even though he didn't give the karban, it is okay. But then the Meiri adds, and the Rambam says a beferish, even if the Yoresh, let me read you the Rambam, says the Meiri, the afilu haya hagazlan katan, she'en matanasa matana, ein hayoresh mosi miyadakohanim. The Meiri obviously got it from the Rambam. Even if the gazlan was a katan, you can't take it away from the kohen. That's what the Rambam says, that's what the Meiri says. Says the Michas Chinuch, I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea why the Rambam says this. A katan? First of all, what kind of aveira did the katan do? So this whole thing is probably lefnim mishuras hadin. Let's say he did an aveira, so he gave it to the kohanim. So why can't his yarshim take it back? It's not their fault. Tzarechian in mitzvah kuf chaf tes. He asked this on the Rambam. The tamuam o devade gotten katan shagadav nishba inu chayiv kerem v'chomish klal inu bar chiyuva b'shum mitzvah ba'olam. It's not chayiv in mitzvahs. He's not bavada inu chayiv lo b'keren lo b'chomish v'inu bakabar klal v'inu kom zochem bo. It's not really the kohanim. So who's, what do you mean? Of course they can take it from the kohanim. What is he talking about? V'advarim tamuam lo zachisi lahavinam tehem ena b'nei chiyiv klal al hashvur. Right, so the Menachas Chinuch leaves a bit Tzarechian. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Shin Sadek Samach Zayin, in Choshen Mishpat, he quotes this Kasha of the, he doesn't quote the Menachas Chinuch, but he quotes this Kasha of the Menachas Chinuch, and he said, Tzarech Lomar, the Rambam holds, since Kesef is Mechaper Mechsa, so if the Katan says to himself, I want to return what I can return, so I can't bring a carbon because I'm not a Bar Chayuva, but I can return the money, so Ein Ma'akvin Al Yado, Kiven De Ritzono B'Kaparazu, V'lo Gara Me'ola V'Shlamim, if he wants to be misnadev, should be a choto lahakrav. A cotton can bring a carbon. If you want a nedava, so here too, the kashuk and kesef she'in bo kedusha klau lochein in ayersha musim yadam. That's a chiddush, but that's what the if a cotton wants to do tshuva, it's halachically recognized by the Torah. Vayter in the Mishnah, nasan hakesef lo ho yoriv asham liyadaya. These are two of the mishmaris. You ho yoriv and then you die. Let's say you gave your money to Yehoyariv like you were supposed to, and then you gave the carbon afterwards to Yadai the next Mishmar, right? You didn't have your carbon ready, and they switched Mishmaris. Yes, it's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. But the opposite, Asham Yehoyariv Achesav Yadaya, then no. There's a problem, because you have to give your money first. So Imkiyim Asham, as long as the animal's still alive, Yakrivu B'nei Yadaya. So then Yehoyariv should give it to Yadaya, and they should be Makrivit, because they got the money. Vimlo Yachzir V'yavi, Vimlo Yachzir V'yavi Asham Acher. And if you don't, you got to give another one. Because it's a dinli ikuva, the money's got to come before the karban. Shah mevi gzelo ashlo mevi ash hevi ashamo yatsa hevi ashamo ashlo hevi gzelo lo yatsa. So it's a dinli ikuva, money comes first. It might be a surame ravase tov and tov of sheres biyada type of thing. You got to pay, or else it's tov of sheres biyada. But the karban is what gives you kapara tara. You can't have that if you still have the money. Nosan lo as a kerem lo nosan lo as a chomish and a chomish ba'akev. Well, if you didn't return the chomish yet, then that's not ma'akev the karban. Tan Rabban, a couple of brises. Tan Rabbanan, Asham, so it says, Asham Hamushav. So what do these words mean? So Asham Zekaren. Asham is referring to the Karen. Hamushav Zechomesh. O Eino Ela Asham Zeayel. What does the word Asher mean? Is that referring to the principle? Is it referring to the carbon? Well, the Minafkamina, what difference does it make? What Asher means? The guilt offering. Maybe what you stole is the guilt offering that you have to give up. So La'afuki mi the Rava. Maybe it's coming to tell you against Rava, Da'ama Rava. Gozal Hager, Gezal Hager, Shechzir Balay Lo Yatsa, Hechzir Chasan Lo Yatsa. Rava says that if you return Gezal Hager to the Kohenim at night, or you only return half of it, you're not Yotze. Why? Because it's called Asham in the Torah. And because the principle is called Asham, it has the same dinim as a carbon. It has to be by day, right? It has to be by day. And also, if you only give half an animal, it's a Balmum, says Ashid Mekubetos. Right? So you got to give the whole thing. Right? So says the, so my time up. The Me'iri also says that you have to be Mefarsim your Gzela. It's part of the tshuva. So you have to do it by day. My time, mishum, my time, Asham kai yirachmana, because the Torah calls it Asham. The Torah calls it Asham. So then you have to. It has the same status as Asham. So so what is it? Is Asham the money or the carbon? So Omer milvad el kipurim. Who Omer Asham is the carbon? The el kipurim is the carbon. So you know the word Asham is the principle, the karen. Tanya ida Asham zekaren amushav zechomesh reino ela Asham zechomesh. Why nafkamina lafukim masnison? Right. So what is this? Is Asham karen achomesh? Then that would be lafuki from our Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah said, "Dasan lozakem lo dasan lozachomesh." In a chomesh ma'akev, you know the chomesh is not ma'akev the carbon, but adarava. If the word Asham refers to chomesh, then chomesh ma'akev. So kshu omer v'heishav Hashemo b'rosho v'chamishi so havi omer Asham zekaren. So you know Asham means Karen. Tani idach third brice up. Asham zekaren hamushav zechomesh ubegez lager kazem adaber. This is referring to gez lager. O eino ela hamushav zekefel ubegneva sager kazem adaber. Are we talking about Gezel, Gezela, or Geneva? So Kshu Omer, V'heishav Asham O B'rosho, V'chamishi So, since it says return the Asham B'rosho in its principle, Harib B'mamon, Mishtalim B'rosho, Kazem Adaber. We must be talking about money that's paid in whole, meaning only Karen, and not Keva. Good. Gufa, Amar Rava, Gazel Ager, Shechzer B'layla, Lo Yatsa. If you returned it by night, you're not Yotze. If you're not night, you're not Yotze. Interesting, Klei Chemda. The Klei Chemda says, why? Since Kivan Shahashavas Gezel Hager Ein Ba Midine Mamon Klum, Gezel Hager is not because you really owe something, but the guy's dead. You're giving it to the Kohen. It's just Midin Kapara. If it's Midin Kapara, that's why it makes sense. That it's similar to a carbon. It's not Din Mamonis, totally. Din Mamonis done by Laila. Right? And therefore, it's not, it only needs to be done by Yom. Interesting, but he says, according to this, though, if the Ger is alive, they can be done at night. Right? Right? That's what the other Achronim say, maybe not so clear, but that's what the Klei Chemda says. Where are we? Hechziru Chatzon Lo Yatsa, my time Yishim Hashem Kai Yerachmano, V'yama Rava, three lines from the bottom. Gezel Hager She'in Bo Shav Aprutzu L'Kol Kohen V'Kohen. If the Gezel Hager is not enough for every Kohen in the Mishmar to get a Pruta, Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovasa. He's not Yotze, he's Chiv. My Taima, Dechsiv Ha'asham Hamushav, Ashi Ha'ashava L'Kol Kohen V'Kohen. You have to have a shav for every Kohen. So what do you have to do? So Rashi says, you got to add. You stole $10, you got to give back $1,000,000. You got to make sure you have a pruta. You got to hope that it's a small mishmar, right? They're different sizes. You got to hope it's for a small mishmar. The Meiri quotes, no, it just means you weren't Yosef or Chiv Hashava. There's nothing to do about it. It just means you are Yosef Chiv Hashava. You don't have to add on because you need Hashava Kolach Vechad. Interesting. So a Hashava is only if there's a pruta, right? This is echoes. If you remember of what the Tosfos has written in the Noda Yehuda. Right, that we had in Misachas Kedushin, the principle of Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri. Right, we know you take off one piece of wheat that makes you feel not tevel. So the Noda Yehuda says, "I thought of a chiddush that nobody else in history ever thought of." And the Chornim pointed out that the Tosfos really thought of it. It's still amazing because he didn't have a Tosfos Rit. But they both say that Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri only is a matir. There's no more tevel, but you would not yotze your mitzvah of Nesina L'Kohen. But the mitzvah of Nesina L'Kohen has to be a davar chashuv, has to be more than that. It can't just be chita achas. Right? It's like a hashava has to be chashuv. It's got to be a prutzah's worth. So similar, Nesina, hashava, all these might have to do with each other. Boy, Rava, what happens in this case? So you got to give enough to everybody. Eimo, einbo l'mishmeres yeho yariv, v'yeshbo l'mishmeres yadaya mahu. What about if it's enough for everybody in yadaya's mishmar to get a prutzah, but not of yeho yariv's? So hey Chidami, what's the case? That what are we talking about? If you gave it when you were supposed to, when your day is, and it was enough, there's no shayla. That's what you were, what, theoretically, if you would have given it back 2 weeks ago, it wouldn't have been enough? So what? So lo tzricha, no, this is the case. You should have given it to Yehoyarev, but you knew it wasn't enough. So you gave it to your dayas instead, the incoming, the mishbar on deck, you gave it to. So mi amrinan, kivan delav mishbar to huvelo klumu, do we say it's meaningless because it was the wrong one? Odilma kivan delo chazi le meikara liyadaya kai. Or do we say, since originally, you know, he knows, this money is not fit to be given to Yehoyarev, but to your dayas, so it's not called out of its time. So teku. That's what it's supposed to teku. And Tosa talks about the nafkamina might be, you know, who gets to bring the karba? Who gets to bring the karba? Period. Ba'i Rava. Kohanim Masha Yechalku Gezel Hager Can I get a Gezel Hager? Can the Kohanim say, you know what? I know they get a Gezel Hager on Tuesday, so they say, I know there's another Gezel Hager come tomorrow. We'll take this one, you take that one. Are they allowed to split it like that? Because we know karbanas are not allowed to be like that. Mi Amrina Asham Kai Rechamana, do we say, it's called an Asham, as we said on the previous Amud, Ma Asham Ein Chalkin Asham Kanek an Asham. Just like an Asham, you don't, it's not covered. You take this one, I take that one. Like substituting. No. Everybody's got to get a portion of each one. Just like by an Asham, you can't split Asham connected Asham. Af Gezel Ager, in Chokon Gezel Ager, connect Gezel Ager. Do we say it's really like a carbon? O Dilma, Gezel Ager Mamonu. Or do we say no? Gezel Ager is mominous. It's mominous. And therefore, you could take some money, and I'll take some money. The Rush points out in the Shidim Kubetzes, the Shiloh is only before the Chaluka. Once a coin gets Gezel Ager, it's obviously Chulin Biyadav. He could get married with it, it's totally his. The Gemara says that Beferish elsewhere. The only Shaila here is, in terms of the Chaluka, is it considered Mamon or Karban? Once it's his, it's for sure Mamon. So Hadar Pashta Asham Kar Yerachmana, it's a Karban. For Vachabre Durava, Masala Behedya, Beferish, Amar Rava, Koanim, In Chogan, Gezla Ger, Kenai Gezla Ger, Maitaima Asham Kar Yerachmana. Period. Boy Rava, Rava asks another question. Koanim, Gezla Ger. When the Koanim get the Gezla Hager, Yarshim Havi or Mikali Matanas Havi? Are they like Yarshim of the Ger, or are they as if they're getting a present from the Ger? Lamai Nafgamina, two Nafgamina suggested in the Gemara. Number one, Kigon, Shagaza Chamet Shavar Lava Pesach. What if you stole Chamet Shavar Lava Pesach? Amazing, right? And Yonad Yoma, right? Chamet Shavar Lava Pesach from a Ger. You stole it from a Ger. So, and then, so meaning, can you say Harei Shalchal Fanecha to the Kohanim? That's the Shaila. So, I amit yarshim have, if the Kohanim are yarshim of the Ger, then basically they stand in place of the Ger. So, haino hai di yarsi moris. Hey, this is what you yarshins. Take it back. So, and therefore the ganav would be able to give it back, the gazla. Vita amrit mekabli matanas have, and if you say no, they're mekabli matana, so then matana kam rachmana denesavlu. The Torah says, give them a gift. The holoka yavlo midi, you're not giving them anything. Afar ba'amahu. This is dirt. Right, it's like dirt, right? You mavatal it. It's like dirt, and the Torah said it was nothing. So nafkamina number one is chamish alav pesach. Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Hachir. Rabbi Zeir says no, that's not a nafkamina. Afilu and tipsa lo makali matanos have. Even if you want to see the makali matanos, haloi bayalon. Chametz is not a problem because for sure you're allowed to give it to the kohanim. Tiyahi matana marachwanet dinesav lo. The Torah says give what you stole as a gift, and you stole this. So of course you'd be able to give it back. That's not a nafkamina. You know what the nafkamina is? Whether they're Yorshim or Makali Matana, Ela Kimi Bailon, Gonchinafu Lo Eser Behemos Begezel Ager. No, let's say somebody stole 10 animals from a Ger, and then the Ger died, so that person gives 10 animals to the Kohen. Does he have to take off Meiser? That's the question. Mechaibi Lafrushi Minaya Meiser Alo. Does the Kohen have to take off Meiser from his animals that have? Yarshim Havi, do we say they're Yarshim? Do Amar Mar, Konabatis Abayas, Chayavin, we know if Yarshim Yarsh animals from their father before they split it off, they have to take off Miser. So Yarshim have to take off Miser. O Dilma Makali Matanas Havi, or do we say no? They got it as a gift. Bitznan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechas Bechoros, Halokeach Vanita Loba Matana, Pater Miser Behema. You're Pater Miser Behema. So therefore, that is the Shiloh here. Are they Yarshim? Or are they Makable, or are they Makable Matanis? Right, Nafkamina, number one, was Chamish Alav Pesach, and number two, they have to take off Meiser. So much. So, interesting, even before that, there's a Tshuva Sarama. The Rama and the Tshuva in Perador, Simen Nunches, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Rebbe teach us, to con him have to take off Meiser Behema. It's not Beferish anywhere, right? It's Beferish that con him have to take off Chala, and Meiser Rishon. That's Beferish. But what about Maaser Behema? Says the Rambam. Amasha Sha'altim Konim Chayav Maaser Behema Lo Vada Chayav. They're for sure Chayav. Why doesn't it say it anywhere? Because it's more obvious than Chala and Maaser. Chala and Maaser Saka Da Chamino Me'achar Sha'koin Lo Keachu. So Chala and Maaser, you give it to the Kohen. You give it. It's his money. Chala Maaser Rishon. And Maaser, right, Maaser Rishon you give to the Levi, as a Levi. So that's not a, that's the Chiddush. You might have thought, just keep it. But here, of course they have to give it. Because it's a carbon. Of course they have to give it. Avakon Zushu, Chiva, Bailam, of course. The Maaser Behema, Makravimura, Basmech Lakonim, Lo Matsonu, Lo Makum Tur, the Afki, Lo Babik Suvim, even though it's not in the Torah anywhere. But, where's the Raya? Kasher Matsonu, Bakama. That's the Raman's lingo for Babakama. Matsana Bakama, the Sham Nomai, what does it say? Kehond enough Lubo Eser Behemoth, because like our Pitermina Meiser. Why? So what does the Gemara seem to say? That if they got it, be Yerusha, though, they have to take. They're talking about Kahanim here. So it's obvious, says the Rambam. How do you get out of that Raya? Because there are some Mefarshim, there are some. The Mishnah and the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Bechoros. The Mishnah Melech there in Hilchos Bechoros, they'll quote other Rachbonim, the other Rishonim that argue. And how do you get out of this Raya, though? Maybe, so the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe because here it already was Chayav and Maaser when it was in the Gers, Rishus. So it never gets out of that. Maybe. Either way, so what are they? Are they Mekalim Atanas or are they Yershim? So my. So Tashmas, the Brisa says. The Brisa here lists off all 24 Matnas Kahuna. So one of them is going to be Gezal Ger. So that's going to be the right. That's a Matana. Estrim, Arba Matnas Kahuna, there are 24 gifts that we give to a Kohen. Nitzum, Aaron Ubanav, given to Aaron and his sons. Right? Big discussion in the Rishonim, even in the Psukim. Look at all the Psukim in Sefer Bamidbar about why Kohanim get all these presents. Because they don't have land, because they work for us in the Beis HaMikdash. It's fascinating. All different Psukim and the Rishonim, what they say. What's the Iker reason why we give the Kohanim all of these presents? So what are they? V'kula nitnu b'chala prada klal ubris melach. And they are all learned out by a klal prada klal. Rashi quotes the Psukim, ubris melach, and with a bris of salt. Kolam akaimon kilu, which is an eternal bris. Salt stays eternally. Anybody who is Mekayim, the Manas Kahuna, is as if they're Mekayim all the Torah in which you darshan Klal Prado Klals, and Bris Melach, which is Kala Torah Kula, the Torah is eternal just like salt is eternal. Kala Over Aleim, just like salt so do Torah, Kala Over Aleim, Kila Over, Kala Prado Klal, Bris Melach. Fine. Ve'elohim, what are they? Eser B'Mikdash, V'dalad B'Yushalayim, V'eser B'Gvulin. 10 in the base of Mikdash, 4 in Yushalayim, and 10 anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Eser B'Mikdash, what are the 10 in the base of Mikdash? Chadas Behema, the Chadas Ha'of, different halachas, those are why they're counted as two, right? The Chadas Behema has sprinklings above the Chodas Sikra on the corners. Chadas Ha'of is below the Chodas Sikra. Asham Vadai V'Asham Talui. Asham Vadai includes all the Ashamos besides Tali. Asham Gzelos, Asham Milos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, Asham Nazir, Asham Mesora, all of those. Those five Ashams that we mentioned in Izzah Makoman, brought for a specific Avera or a certain circumstance. Nazir Mesora. Asham Talui is brought anytime that you're chayav achatos, if you did it bevadai, you bring an Hashem Tali, if you did it besafik. If you ever find out that you did it for sure, you have to bring a chatos also. V'zivchei shalmi tzibur, those are the only shlamim that are carbon tzibur. They're brought on shvuas. Those are brought with the shtei alechem. The zivchei shalmi tzibur. The luk shemen shal mitzora, and the leftovers of the oil that you sprinkled on the mitzora. U'mosar ha'omer, the leftover of the carbon ha'omer, v'shtei alechem, and the shtei alechem on shvuas. The lechem upon him every Shabbos, v'shiyar minachos, and then whenever Yisrael brings a carbon mincha, the leftovers go to the kohanim. If a kohen brings a carbon mincha, it has to be burned totally. But all of those are the 10, those are kachi kachims, all of those. And therefore, they'd never leave the mikdash. The arba of Yerushalayim, there are four presents again in Yerushalayim. Ha-bechora, right, bechor. Bechor is a shlamim, so it can be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'habikurim, v'hamuram min ha-todah, that which comes off the todah. What comes off the todah? Number one is it's a shlamim, a todah. So the chazay and the shok are what goes to a kohen from every carbon for a carbon shlamim, but also four out of the 40 loaves. We know a carbon todah is brought with 40 loaves. 10 of them chametz, 30 of them matzah. That's why we didn't say mizbeach todah the past week, because there's chametz in it. So 10 and 30, but there are four types. 10, 10, 10, 10. One out of every 10 that goes to the kohen. So the kohen gets four loaves. And the El Nazir, and the Oros Kachim, and the skins of the Karbanos. The Rashbi here deals with why is this called one in Yerushalayim? What does the skin have to do with Yerushalayim? Look at the Rashba. The Asar Begvulin and 10 all over Eretz Yisrael. Shruma, Vitrumas Meiser, given for Meiser Rishon, Vichala, Vereshus Agaz, the first shearings, Vahamatanos. What are the Matanos? What does Matanos here mean? From every animal that you shecht, the Zroa Lachayim in the Keva goes to the Kohen. From every Shlamim, he gets the Chazi Vishok. From every Chulin animal that you shecht, he gets Zroa Lachayim Keva. It's a whole parak in Chulin called Hazroa. Hazroa Lachayim Akeva. So that's the Matanos. Vapinyon Aben, Upinyon Petach Amor, Vistei Achuza, Vistei Charamim. Let's see, your Machrim, you say this field should go to the Kohanim. Vigezel Hager. Got it in the last one, 24th one. Vikakari Mias Matana. And they're all called Matanas. Shmamina, Mekali Matanas Havi Shmamina. So that shows that it is, Gezel Hager is a Makabo Matana, not a Yorish, and therefore, either he would not have to take off Meiser, or also the other Nafkamina, that you would have to give, you'd have to give something else, you wouldn't be able to say Arish Falfanecha by Chamesh Allah over Pesach. Okay, everybody should have a good and Shabbos. And by the Shem, it's Shabbos, the next daf. Chatas Shem Yisrael Baalel. Okay, I'll have to come back to it, the Chatas Ashen discussion. By the Shem, will continue on Sunday.